This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And later this morning, we'll get some official numbers on trade that'll tell us how much we're buying and how much we're selling to other countries. Lately, our trade deficit has been increasing, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The previous monthly number showed the U.S. trade deficit hit a seven-month high. Imports outran exports by more than $48 billion. Now, monthly numbers can wobble around, but the general trend the last 3 years is up. Economist Paul Christophers with Wells Fargo. He says consumers abroad, especially in weak Europe, are buying less of our stuff.
It's just a lot of agricultural products, a lot of chemical products, and a lot of very sophisticated electronics. Those are the sorts of things that the world demands when the world is growing.
Conversely, things are picking up here at home. Americans lately have shelled out for more foreign cars and foreign consumer goods. Cell phones, medicines, clothes.
As long as consumers and businesses are buying more and those import numbers are looking healthy, that's a sign that the U.S. economy is also going to be growing a bit.
Of course, the trade deficit is a bit of an inkblot test. Different people see different things. But in the short term, rising imports reflect a rejuvenated American consumer. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.